Hello, my name's BJ Diggins. I work for Matson Navigation Company, sailing as captain for over 20 years on many of the ships in their fleet. I'd like to give you a brief history of the company and Matson's contributions to modern containerization. Matson Navigation Company's long association with Hawaii began in 1882 when Captain William Matson sailed his three-masted schooner, Emma Claudina, from San Francisco to Hilo, Hawaii, carrying 300 tons of food, plantation supplies, and general merchandise. That voyage launched a company that has been involved in such diversified interests as oil exploration, hotels, tourism, military service during two world wars, and even briefly the airline business. Matson's primary interest throughout, however, has always been carrying freight between the Pacific Coast and Hawaii. When Captain Matson died in 1917 at 67, the Matson fleet comprised 14 of the largest, fastest, and most modern ships in the Pacific passenger freight service. As World War I broke out, most of the Matson fleet was requisitioned by the government as troop ships and military cargo carriers. Other Matson vessels continued to serve Hawaii's needs throughout the war. After the war, Matson ships reverted to civilian duty, and the steamers SS Manalani and SS Manukai were added to the fleet, the largest freighters in the Pacific at that time. The decade from mid-1920s to mid-30s marked a period of significant expansion for Matson. With increasing passenger traffic to Hawaii, Matson began building world-class luxury liners known as the famed White Ships. These ships, along with the construction of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel and other Matson Waikiki hotels, provided tourists with luxury accommodation both ashore and afloat. Many famous photographs, along with artwork designed for memorable keepsake menus for the voyages, continue to be very popular today. Immediately after the December 7th, 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, the passenger liners Lurline, Matsonia, Mariposa, and Monterey, and 33 Matson freighters were called to military service. Matson, as general agent for the War Shipping Administration, was given the responsibility for manning, provisioning, maintaining, and servicing an important part of the government's rapidly expanding fleet of cargo vessels. Matson was soon operating a fleet of more than 100 vessels. Matson's four passenger liners completed a wartime total of 119 voyages, covered 1.5 million miles, and carried a total of 736,000 troops. Due to wartime losses and the expense of restoration work converting the White Ships from troop carriers back to passenger liners, the post-war period was difficult for Matson. On August 31st, 1958, Matson's SS Hawaiian Merchant departed San Francisco carrying 20 24-foot containers on deck. The historic voyage marked the beginning of an ambitious containerization program that achieved tremendous gain in productivity and efficiency from the age-old methods of breakbulk cargo handling. The container freight system that Matson introduced to Hawaii in 1958 was a result of years of careful research and resulted in the development of a number of industry innovations that became models worldwide. Containerization brought the greatest changes to water transportation since steamships replaced sailing vessels. The transformation of the Matson fleet from breakbulk to container began in 1960 when the SS Hawaiian Citizen became the first vessel in the Pacific to be converted to a full container ship. While other vessels were converted in the early 60s, construction of the first container ship in the world to be built from the keel up commenced in 1967 from a design developed by Matson's own naval architects. That vessel, the SS Hawaiian Enterprise, renamed Manukai, and its sister ship, the SS Hawaiian Progress, renamed Manalani, entered service in 1970 and marked the beginning of a new generation of container ships. The gains in productivity and efficiency were remarkable. In 1950, an average commercial vessel could carry just 10,000 tons at a speed of about 16 knots. Matson's new ships carried 40,000 tons at a speed of 23 knots, reducing the transit time from the west coast to Honolulu from nearly 6 days to only four. These two ships were 720 feet long and 106 feet wide and carried roughly 2,000 TEUs. TEUs are 20-foot equivalent units, and it is used as a standardized measurement to measure the amount of containers various ships can carry around the world. Shoreside, Matson introduced the world's first A-frame gantry crane, erected in 1959 in Alameda, California, and became the prototype for modern container cranes. In 1992, the diesel-powered MV RJ Pfeiffer was constructed in San Diego and joined the Matson fleet. This marked a huge shift away from steamships to more fuel-efficient diesel-powered vessels. Beginning in 2002, Matson embarked on an ambitious four-ship construction program, which involved investing in more than $500 million in new container ships. These ships serviced the West Coast, Hawaii, Guam, and expanded Matson's geographic reach in the Pacific to include China. Matson's service from China to Long Beach, California, is the fastest in the business, becoming the first ocean carrier to offer guaranteed transit time of full container loads to the West Coast. In April 2007, Matson celebrated 125 years of business in Pacific shipping. In the final phase of the latest modernization of Matson's Hawaii fleet, the company ordered two new 3,600 TEU container ships and two combination roll-on, roll-off container ships, all built in the U.S. These ships are state-of-the-art with green technology, significantly reducing emissions. With the size limitations required for entrance into Honolulu Harbor, these are the largest ships in the Hawaii trade. Today's modern container ships designed for deep water ports are much larger than Matson's fleet. The OOCL Hong Kong was the largest container ship ever built at the time she was delivered in 2017, with a length of over 1,312 feet and a capacity of 21,413 TEUs. The ship's draft is 52 foot 6 inch. These enormous ships carry much of the world's commerce across vast stretches of ocean in any weather. I hope you've enjoyed your visit to the museum and the Matson display. Thanks very much for listening.